Thank you, Mr. Fiok. Morning, brethren. Happy Sabbath to everyone. In 1978, a long time ago, the American Broadcasting Company, the ABC, they wanted to come out with a television show that would be like 60 Minutes, to compete with 60 Minutes. So they did in 1978, they came out with a show they named 2020. The program derives its name from the 2020 measurement of our visual perceptionists, how we view things. I had my eyes checked a week ago yesterday, and my eyes are now 20/40. They're no longer 20/20. The name 2020 gave the show the perception of seeing things clearly, of getting to the truth of a matter. And the show was very good. I used to watch it, enjoyed it. But in 4 days, we're going to be entering the year 2020. And I've thought about this and was wondering if perhaps it might be a year of getting to the truth. The last 3 years, we've been fed so many lies from our politicians and from those in the mainstream media. It's absolutely just sickening when you think about it. The title for the message today is Vision and Prophecy. Thinking about the year 2020 and the word vision, I know that vision is in the Bible quite a few times. Most of the prophets had visions, and even other people had visions. But I was curious about the word vision, so I got my Strong Concordance out and looked to see how many times vision was mentioned. And it's actually mentioned 79 times in the Old King James Version. And most of those times refer to a prophetic vision, someone having a vision, a supernatural vision from God. But they're not all that way. There's actually basically three definitions of the word vision. And the first one is just the act of seeing. In Genesis 2, we won't go there, but God says that of all the every tree of the garden he made, so every tree that is pleasing to the sight, and that word sight is from the Hebrew, is translated vision in other verses. So this act of seeing is one of the definitions of vision. And I already mentioned about a dream or a supernatural revelation where God gave his prophets visions. An example is in Ezekiel 1, where Ezekiel said, I saw the heavens open, and I saw the visions of God. And we know Isaiah had visions and many others. Now, the other definition is one that has to do with understanding. Someone's telling you something, and you say, oh, I see. I see what you mean. You understand. Now, there is a verse I want to go to on that one in Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28. And verse 7, in verse 7, it says, but they also have erred through wine, talking about the priests and the prophets. They have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicating drink. Now, this just makes you think these are really alcoholics. They must really be enjoying their alcohol. Then it says, they err in vision. Now this is, they err in understanding. They err in perceiving. and discerning things. It says they stumble in judgment. Now, judgment has to do with understanding and perception. Jesus said in John 9, let's go there, John 9, verse 39, Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see," now that is talking about each one of us before God opened our minds. Before God showed us the truth, we didn't see. We were just like everyone in the world today. We didn't understand. He says, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see." And then God opens our eyes and we see. We see, you know, very clearly. Then he says, "And that those which do see," and that's those who think they know everything, "they might be made blind." And we know a lot of people in the world are blind to God's truth. They just don't understand it at all. You can stand and talk to them and explain things to them, and it goes right over their head. They just don't get it. So the word that has to do with understanding and discerning vision, I want to look at that today. And as we enter 2020, I know it has nothing to do with whether it's going to be a year of vision or not, but it could be. In 2020, we may see a lot of things happening in regards to the prophecies. I have three questions I ask myself. Where are we in prophecy? We've had that question ever since we've been in the church. The church has had articles and booklets titled by "Where Are We in Prophecy?" Are we at the beginning of the end of the age? We know that there's going to be an end of the age. Are we at the beginning of that? And are we seeing prophecy being fulfilled? Now, this past year, a lot of things have happened in the world that makes you just wonder about that. Now, let's look at Genesis 19:4-5. Genesis 19:4-5. Christ said in Luke, says, "As in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man." Well, in Genesis 19, we'll see what it's like in the days of Noah. Genesis 19, above my chapter here, it says, Sodom's depravity. It says, now in verse 1, it says, "The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them. He bowed down with his face towards the ground." So Sodom seen these two men, and he knew that they were angels, and he bowed down to them. Now, verse 4 and 5, it says, "Now before they lay down," or this is before they went to bed that night, "the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house." All the people of Sodom surrounded the house. "And they called to Lot and said to him, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we may know them cardinally.'" Now, we know what that means. And a lot of the other Bible translations make it a lot more clear than that. So, at the time of Sodom, there was just a lot of wickedness going on. So, what about today? What kind of wickedness have we seen today? I suppose most of you have heard this story about Netflix. Netflix is a company that you can rent movies from, DVDs, but they also have a channel where they play movies. So Netflix right now is under fire for depicting Jesus as gay in a new Christmas movie. This is just this month. It's a Brazilian comedy streaming on Netflix. And it goes on to have Jesus bringing his gay partner home to Mary and Joseph to introduce them to him. It's just, that's blasphemy. That is one of the most horrible things that I can imagine. Now, another thing that's going on right now, this is within the last few months, six-year-olds are forced to write gay love letters to teach accepting diversity. A primary school in England makes children as young as six write love letters inserting themselves into a homosexual fairy tale, according to a recent video from BBC in Manchester, England. You can get online, you can just type in a Google search any of these words, and these articles will come up, and then you can search it out. Now, one more thing that's just abomination. This was in Long Beach, California. This was at the Michelle Obama Public Library, hosted a satanic-looking drag queen. You know what a drag queen is? That's a man that's dressed up like a woman, describing himself as a killer clown from outer space who reads books to young children as part of the library celebration of the LGBTQ History Month. And I think we all know what the LGBTQ stands for. The shocking photo of a man dressed as a female demon with giant horns on his head reading to little children at a public library was posted to Twitter and Facebook. It's now been removed, but you can still get online and find it just by typing in some of these words. It has been removed by the Long Beach Library, but taken down after a huge outpouring of critical replies, including from the Republican congressman candidate Omar Navarro. It also got the approval of the Church of Satan. So the Church of Satan approved this drag queen. So that's just as in the days of Lot. We see that prophecy being beginning. We see that now. Another prophecy that we can see that's in the beginning stages is the United States of Europe. Right now there are 28 nations, countries in the EU. But we all heard about Brexit. That is passed. And in January the 31st, this coming year, England or Britain is going to pull out of the EU. We've heard for years that had to happen for the United States of Europe to happen, that England could not be a part of that. But however, there are eight other countries that are already talking about pulling out of the EU. They guess that perhaps Greece may be the next one to pull out. But the other ones are Denmark, the Czech Republic, Ireland, Hungary, France, Sweden, and Italy. These have already talked about pulling out of the European Union. We know that there's 28 now. At the end of the time of the end, there will be 10 kings. How many countries? We don't know, because one king could possibly be over two countries or three. But we know there will be 10 kings. That's something we need to watch for in 2020. We need to keep our eyes open for this. Another thing, let's look at Psalms 83. Psalms 83, there's a prophecy. Psalms 83, verse 3 and 4 we'll look at. It says, they have taken crafty counsel against your people. And this is talking about Israel. And consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. So we know that a time is coming when they're going to surround Jerusalem. They're going to try to annihilate all of Israel. Just recently, this month or last month, the Ayatollah Khomeini from Iran, he reiterated something that he said back in 2014. It says, Iran's supreme leader touts 9-point plan to destroy Israel. He has a 9-point plan to do that. The Iranian supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, called over the weekend for the destruction of Israel, stating that the barbaric Jewish state has no cure but to be annihilated. That's their goal. And that's not just Iran, that's all those other Arab nations around them. Their goal is for Israel to be totally annihilated. So those are some prophecies that are in the making, and we can see them. Now, there are other prophecies that's still yet future that we need to keep our eyes open for, that we can discern and understand what's happening. I'll mention just a few of them. We talked about the 10 kings in the United States of Europe and the beast power, the false prophet that's going to be on the scene, the man of sin who sits and says that he is God. Talk about blasphemy. The times of the Gentiles, Jacob's trouble, or else other named the Great Tribulation, Mystery Babylon, the abomination of desolation. Jesus says, let those that are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who hears, let him understand. The kings of the north and the south, or the kings of the south is going to push at the kings of the north until the king of the north goes into the king of the south and totally wipes them out. In Habakkuk, I want to read something in Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. There is an appointed time that God knows. Jesus says only God knows that time. No one else knows it. But at the end, it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, which is tarrying now, we've been waiting how long for the end to come. But though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So these things we're talking about are going to be here. It's just a matter of when. So in conclusion, brethren, let's look at Mark 13. Mark 13. Mark 13, we'll finish with this verse. We'll look at verse 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled? So then Christ went on to say some of these things that we looked at today that's going to happen. Then down in verse 33, verse 33, Christ says, take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. Only the Father knows. He said, it is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. 35, watch therefore. Be alert. For you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Lest coming, suddenly, he find you sleeping. And that's what we don't want to be doing. We don't want to be sleeping. We want to be as we're talking about in 2020, we want to be looking. We want to be discerning all that's going on. So lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. Then he says, and what I say to you, James and John, Peter and Andrew, those four. He said, what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Watch.